From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rat, as the dynamic duo have been replaced by the Three Musketeers, as Mark's off travelling again this week, which I gather he's going to be doing in another couple of weeks. So it just leaves me and him. Which way does it go? Oh, yes, I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains in the east of Slovakia, where you should come and see us, in a town called Pop Rat. It's absolutely gorgeous here. -7 this morning, as I got to the car, I didn't clean it off. I got somebody else to do it. And it's lovely and glorious weather here, though. It's not raining, none of that sort of horrible stuff. Out in the sweaty part of the world, it's none other than Lee Banks.
Hello.
Is that how they say it out there?
That's exactly how they say it. That's exactly what they go. Hello, like that at you. It's really nice. The whole world, how can you hit somebody who goes, hello, at you like that? There is no aggression, no fighting, nothing. They're just lovely people who just say, hello, like that, all the time. Nothing else. I can't understand anything else they say.
Well,
I have a message for them.
Go on, then.
I have a message for the Indians.
Yes.
Hang about. Let's have a look.
Right.
I have to say, do you realise you cocked up that beginning from beginning to end?
Probably.
Yes. You didn't. There are only two of us, not three of us, as you stated.
I said the dynamic duo.
Yes, said it's the dynamic threesome or something like that.
I said
that.
The dynamic duo. Don't you start on me. I've had a bad week.
I've had a bad week as well. I'm having a bad day as well. Anyway, here's my message.
Right.
You ready?
Well, yeah, I've got my fingers.
Tumba Hut. See, you spoke through that then. Tumba Hut, Buaho. Main Bahut Aki Hoon.
What does that mean? Don't buy a used car from Lee Banks.
No, it means anger is just a one letter short of danger.
Very good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was a nice thing to say to India.
Yes, very true. Very good indeed. We're on to the proper part of the show, but we promised you last week that we'd be bringing you some news about somebody hopefully doing the right thing this week, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Lee will interject as he will from time to time, because jointly Lee and I have taken on a cause for a young lady called Naomi Wiggins. Naomi
That's
went
right.
on holiday. And whilst there with a friend, she was spoken to by a representative from Worldwide Global Marketing, who got her to sign some bits of paper. They thought they were in for a free drink, signed some papers on the way out. Hey presto, all sorts of problems. And the problem stems from the fact that Naomi actually thought she'd cancelled something, but she'd only cancelled part of it.
No.
Therefore, Worldwide Global Marketing decided to continue and pursue her for some money for a holiday that she'd allegedly booked. Well, we've seen that she booked it, but she didn't realise she booked it. So anyway, we got on the case. And we had lots of exchanges with a gentleman called Robert Fellows, who I have to say was quite bullish in the way he was responding to me.
He was a bit of a bullish sort of character, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
Bullish.
Yeah, bullish. But anyway, we got on the
bullish.
Case. We got on the case, and then Lee passed it over to a well-known agency, as they're called.
News agency, AM News Services.
That's the ones who are quite prolific in the UK, and they supply stories to newspapers like The Sun, The Telegraph, I think even The Mail, and various other national magazines. And we both went back to Mr. Fellows and say, this is not right, this just doesn't work. Mr. Fellows didn't bother to agree to that. So we wrote back to Mr. Fellows again, both of us actually, both the agency and RTI, and said, well, did you know this? Everything then went quiet for a bit. And I had one of my feelings, Lee. I think it was when I was...
I don't think we should be talking about your feelings on the set. Are you having a feeling now?
Well, no. Can I just imagine Mr. Fellows going, and hating us.
And now being a bit bullish, like.
Probably. So I was in the bathroom, had one of my feelings. And after that, I phoned Naomi and said, has it all gone quiet? And she said, yes, I've just had a letter from them. And I went, oh, what does it say? She said, how did you know? So I said, well, I didn't know, but, you know, I just had one of my feelings. So anyway...
With a silent brush.
Yeah, probably. There are parts of this letter which I consider personal, and yes. So therefore I won't be reading those out. But I will say to you that the letter starts off, Dear Ms. Wiggins, I have been instructed to communicate to you that we will no longer be pursuing you for outstanding monies. This decision has been taken not because we deny our entitlement under the terms and conditions of the agreement to purchase, but purely on compassionate grounds. Best regards, Robert Fellows, Worldwide Global Marketing SL. And I have to say, having read through all the stuff, his terms and conditions of the agreement actually would stack up. And they are quite a legally binding document. So whichever lawyer wrote them for them, they are very, very good. So this is my top tip to you. If you happen to go out to Spain or somewhere else like that, and you are approached by an organisation like Worldwide Global Marketing and or any others... Please do not sign anything. If it is that they say, oh, well, if you sign up to come and see our presentation, we'll give you some champagne and all these wonderful things, you say to yourself, no. And you write on a piece of paper, Dear Company, whatever the company name, I will attend your meeting on the understanding that I sign nothing else. If anything is signed, it's invalidated, and I'll enjoy the champagne. Your best regards, Eric. And nothing else.
Yeah, all sign yourself as Eric.
Yes, absolutely, and nothing else. Everybody use the word Eric, and it's a piece of cake. And at which point, if they don't want you to go under those circumstances, because of all the grief and potential legal fees that you will encounter, it will be cheaper for you to go to a bar and buy a glass of champagne. Simple as that.
That's right.
Absolutely simple. So we do applaud the fact that Worldwide Global Marketing have taken the decision to no longer be pursuing Naomi for these outstanding monies, but our advice remains the same. When you go on holiday, don't get tempted by a free lunch, I've even heard of a free breakfast, free champagne in the afternoon. And if it is that your parents are going out to somewhere like this, who might be slightly older than Lee and I, just warn them ahead. One of the basic tricks they do is as you come out of the airport, especially if you're on a flight only a holiday where you booked the flight and booked the accommodation separately, as you come out of the airports, there'll be loads of signs there going, free taxis for Brits. And then you say to them, what have I got to sign for this? Oh, you only have to sign this. No, you're not signing for it. Do I have to put my signature anywhere? At which point they go, well, yeah. And at which point you go, no, thank you. I'll pay the taxi because it'll be, in the long run, so much cheaper. And I think that kind of wraps it really, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, except for one little top tip that I can offer, and this is quite true.
Yeah.
I did fall victim to one of these companies, nothing to do with the company we're talking about, of course, but a different company who obviously did have something quite serious to hide because they took me and my gloriously glorious partner, Andrea, to see one of their timeshare places. And it always is timeshare. Mm. Even if it's a holiday thing they're offering, it's a timeshare thing. Mm. And, we went up there, had the champagne, sat down, started doing the hard sell, and it came to the point where they said, and your occupation, Mr. Banks? And I said, journalist. And within seconds, I had my bottle of champagne under my arm, I had my free gift, Andrew and I were stuffed into the back of a taxi and sent home.
Well, there's your answer then. Everybody's a journalist.
Just say you're a journalist. We're all called Eric and we're all journalists. That way you get all your bits and you can go home without any trouble.
Absolutely. At which point we shall now move on and say hi to the guys at Talk Radio, X Replay Radio, on audio.
Hello, everybody.
And RTI and anywhere else that's happening to be listening to us, especially a well-known cafe in Luxembourg. But before all of that, belated Happy Thanksgiving Day to everybody in the USA. And if you don't know what that is, it's something that dates back to 1863. President Abraham Lincoln decided that there should be a national day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated on the last Thursday of November.
That's right. Thank you. Say thank you to President Abraham Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln.
For giving us that.
Yes. Actually, the Americans do really well out of it. Another quick subject before we get on to the news and surveys of this week. There was a report that came out saying over 50% of people are cutting back on presents this year due to...
Well done, people.
Yeah, oh.
No, I agree with them. No, I cut back 100% on presents. I would. I think Christmas is crap. Honestly, I think it is the biggest, most heinous crime that's ever been perpetrated on the human race to once a year to be stitched up by every retail company in the country to spend money you don't have on things you don't want to give to people you don't like. What a ludicrous situation.
Well, I kind of agree with you on that, Bar Humbug, because I do think that, you know, how far do you have to take all this present malarkey?
Absolutely.
But having said that, there are still people that we do have to buy for. And so we've been looking in the office at some things to do. And first of all, can I please give you, and don't worry about writing all these down, because these will be on our Scribd site with all the links on there for you as well, like a little fact sheet thing.
And they're a bit daft as well, ladies and gentlemen. I will comment as we go through.
Right, number one, serious rule, do not buy black market goods, like the cheap perfumes and booze that you find on street corners. Wherever you happen to be in the world, you'll find them, and they'll go, oh, it's a perfect copy of da-da-da-da, or, yeah. Oh, yes, it's really smoke-damaged goods from an alcohol warehouse or something, when in actual fact, cheap perfume can actually burn your body. People have been in hospital with it. Booze,
particularly if you drink it.
Well, that's true. Illicit booze that can contain, ready, stuff that you put in your engine to stop it freezing up can actually make you seriously ill.
That's a serious point. I'll tell you what, something I've discovered while we've been over in India is, I will not name the brand. Well, should I name the brand?
No.
Anyway, there is a brand over here, right, of gin, right? Gin, right? It's Mother's Ruin. It's Andrea's Ruin anyway, right? And that works out at, I can't work it out exactly, but say £1.75 a bottle, right? And it tastes like gin. It looks like gin, but it's known locally as Keta gin. It is lethal. It is absolutely lethal. If you drink it, you'll have holes in every bit of your body you don't want holes in. It is awful. I've drunk gallons of it since I've been here.
Well, it hasn't failed on you then. But anyway, having done all that lot, let's give you our top 10 tips. Hard to say. Our top 10 tips of what you can do to save yourself a bit of money. Now, most high street stores around the world will negotiate. They're not used to it, but if you go, and I've done this, I did it when I bought an iPhone. I went into one shop and said, how much is an iPhone, please, on a pay-as-you-go card? They gave me a price. I went to the next one, said, he said it's this much, how much is yours? And I went round four times and I saved about £50, or €50, on doing it. So go to a store and negotiate with them. If they want the sale, especially on a higher end piece of equipment like a television, they will often go and find you a discount. And also, this is a great tip, this. When you walk into a store, don't be embarrassed to say, I've got a maximum budget of €200 or whatever it happens to be. And you say that to your sister, you can see their face go, uh-oh. And they want, because they are desperate for sales, and they will find you something.
Of course they are, yeah.
They will
do it.
They'll
find you, so it'd be a load of rubbish now.
No, absolutely.
You can't go in there and say, I've only got a fiver to spend. They'll kick you out.
No, they won't, because I've done it. You just got to have the front to do it.
You.
Also, if you're looking for tech, look for refurbished tech. Often stuff goes back to shops because people like Lee have pushed the button, it didn't come on, And that means it goes back for an exchange, which is the standard way of doing it. And you can get some refurbished kit, incredibly low value. Check out end-of-line sale items. Let's face it.
Yeah, that's it, right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Go and buy your girlfriend a second-hand computer. They'll love you.
They won't even know. They won't know. It's not second-hand.
No, they will. Yeah. End-of-line sale items. Buy her a defunct food, mister.
You can buy, if you take a lot of brands, that all they ever do is bring out a new model, which is exactly the same as the one before, but with a different pretty box around it.
Your girlfriend's got to have a food mix that is not the same as a door neighbour, and she'll feel really cheated and hurt. These are top tips, ladies and gentlemen.
She will find it wonderful because she's got something the neighbour hasn't got.
Yeah, that's cheap and awful and out of date.
Because they don't know. If you want to be really tight like Lee...
They don't know.
If you want to be really tight like Lee, check out in the UK a police site. It's genuinely a police site called Bumblebee. Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, forget about the food mixer, the second-hand food mixer and defunct computer. Go and buy her some stolen goods.
They are sold by the police on an auction site. And I tell you what, I saw this morning Blu-ray DVDs, brand new, with the cellophane still on them, for £1.
Doesn't this sound like the bloke who's selling the strange perfume on the street corner, ladies and gentlemen?
No, because it's the police. It's no problem.
Yeah, please. Oh, it must be right. It's the police.
Absolutely. Then, if you're in the UK, try cash converters. They have some brilliant deals.
Oh, yeah, somebody else's cast-offs. That'll do. No, because they... As well,
because they do loads of new stuff as well. In the UK, is a brilliant one at PC World called the 100-hour price crash, where they stick things online for 100 hours at an incredibly silly price. It's a bit like the Today's Special Value from QVC, and they are brilliant places. Argos are the same. They're a catalogue shop, but in the UK, and they have final clearance catalogue areas. Amazing discounts. And...
Yeah, Argos jewellery. Ratnerich.
Also, just think back 10 years for me, Lee. I know this is going to be difficult because you can't remember then.
It's that ketogen, yeah.
And I remember being around somewhere that was selling digital cameras at the time. And we're talking hundreds of pounds. You know, like almost £300 for a basic digital camera. It wasn't very good at all. Today, you can find a better quality version.
Bad tips. Ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to him. He's talking rubbish, man.
Digital cameras, a great Prezi.
under
20 quid. And they've got 7 megapixels on them.
Yeah, those are little pixies, like 7 of them, like the 7 dwarfs.
Stop it, you Luddite. They are really cool. Now, John Lewis, because everybody thinks John Lewis is expensive, they've also got a discount place. And I found on there this morning one of those leather iPad cases, which for some business friend or other would normally cost you about 30 quid. They then discounted it one time, and now it's down to £9.95. For a Prezi, and it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. It looks absolutely fabulous. The only problem with that one, ladies and gentlemen, is you have to buy them an iPod to go with it.
No, because they've already got an iPad, you know.
Oh, you know, Andrea hasn't got an iPad. I wouldn't buy her one. I don't have one, so your point is her buying me one.
Has your son got one?
Ladies and gentlemen have got one.
Who? Has your son got one?
He's got one of those things as well.
You see? Now, you could get him an expensive-looking present for £9.95. Marvellous.
Got one.
Oh, blast. I'll think of something else for you. And anyway, if you're in the US listening to you, as I know lots of you are, don't forget it was Black Friday, and Black Friday is not a bad day, it's actually a good day, where sales start and you see things like mobiles, TVs and tablets, computer tablets, going for under $250.
And you wash your tablets down with your ketogen.
I do despair sometimes. I do despair.
Well, what a load of rubbish tips those are.
I surrender. I've just got all your Prezis so much cheaper and you're whinging. Because you don't buy Prezis, do you? That's why it's useless.
I tell you, honestly, do it the way the Indians do it. I genuinely think it is the best way. We had Christmas here a few weeks ago. Their Christmas. They celebrate our Christmas as well. They celebrate everybody's Christmas, actually. All they do is celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And they deck their homes with lights. It's incredible. There was actually a house, three-story house, across the road from where we are in Gork.
You just reminded me of something. My mate on Facebook has got this lovely picture. Huge house, completely decked in lights. It's absolutely... I mean, it's got the reindeers, the Father Christmas thing.
Oh, no.
The huge works. And the house next door has just got this one small light in the middle, which simply says, ditto. I love it. But anyway, India does what do they give you?
Well, what they do is they just buy things. Like, they'll give you biscuits, they'll give you a box of biscuits, or give you sweets. But the nice thing is, it isn't like you're going in to like give your grandmother a biscuit, or there's nothing rude in that, is there? Mm-hmm. But no, when you go in, you give, like, and as you're walking down the street, somebody will just stop you and say hello like that and give you a sweet.
Okay.
And things like that's nice. That's what Christmas is about giving things to people just because you can. Not buying them rubbish presents because you don't like them. It's like, I hate my Auntie Nelly. My Auntie Nelly, I hate you. I hate you, Nelly. And well, I've got to buy her a card, haven't I? To say, ooh, happy Christmas, Nelly, and stuff like that. What a load of rubbish. It's an insult to the basic human instinct to not react.
Right. And when the Indians give you a little sweetie, what do you say to them?
I say, no, thank you, because I don't know where your hand's been.
Which brings me nicely and quickly onto a survey suggests that we've not been using thank you enough. Instead, people are saying cheers or even ta.
The thing is, I started this cheers thing off, as you well know.
Well,
when
I used to say ta to my mother, she would say, I am not a piece of road.
That's what I was just going to make a joke like that as well. That's your mother.
Sorry, Mum. in the UK, it's called P's and Q's, and we've apparently forgotten them. And looking down, it says the origin of the story of mind your P's and Q's comes from, and Lee will know all about this, comes from early printing presses.
I'm not that old, thank you. I didn't work with Caxton.
Didn't you? We need a little bit of help, but moral support, because I'm not sure that we'd be able to help her, but moral support for Dame Vera Lynn, the Force's sweetheart in the Second World War.
Excuse me?
What
happened to P's and Q's?
We've done it.
All right.
This is more important. The young lady who sang for the Forces and goes regularly to things like the Royal Albert Hall and sings all the time to raise for the money for the poppy appeal.
She's a bit too lullish. Anywhere she sings, in the bathroom, everything. Yeah. Just there.
She's lovely. She's lost a very, very special brooch that she's been wearing for 35 years or so when she was at the Royal Albert Hall. And she wears it with the medals. If anybody knows where it is or found it or has gone, oh, I'll have that because it's Dame Vera Lynn's, don't. Give it back to us straight away. Absolutely. Because I think that's really sad to keep that. We wish good luck to George Michael, who's currently got pneumonia and he's cancelling everything, staying in Vienna, isn't he?
You know the draft got in, don't you? They give it him. Careless zipper.
Oh, my word. Before we get on to the negative stuff, Lee's favourite friend.
Who?
Mr. Nick Clegg.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. Has outlined this week a £1 billion scheme to help the young jobless, because a lot of them are feeling left out, not interested in, people aren't interested in them, da-di-da-di-da. And so what the government's doing, I always wonder, you know, it's not Nick Clegg, it's the government combined, isn't it? So why is he getting all the glory?
Well, he's not exactly getting the glory, is he? Because it's just a load of rubbish. And you have to forgive me, because I'm looking at the wrong... Ladies and gentlemen, he sent two sheets out this week, and I'm looking at the wrong one, so I don't have this stuff.
But no, he's actually... I did send it to you.
I know you did. I admitted it's me that's lost it.
Oh, right.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it here. £1 billion scheme to help young jobless. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's the sort of thing that Deputy Prime Minister Corporal Clegg does all the time. And it's just stupid. It's not going to help young people get back to work. Young people in Britain today have no incentive to go to work because they know they can't get married, they're never going to be able to afford a family, and they're never going to be able to afford a home. So what they've actually done, what the government and the economy's created, is a new hippie class within our society. And the young people of today are the new hippies and live that hippie way of life. Well, don't work.
According to the British Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Adam Marshall, and he's the director of policy there, he said employers often spend a large amount of time and money training up those young people not in education, employment or training. The proposal to pay employees half of the minimum wage payment for the first 6 months will help businesses offset this cost. And I was actually watching a guy talking about this, and he said if he could get these kind of grants, he could expand his business.
And of course he could. Cheap labour.
But they've got either this or nothing.
Well, that's it, but most of them want nothing.
Oh, you mean you're blaming the young people?
Well, no, I'm not exactly blaming the young people. In a way, I understand. Yes, I think there's inertia set in within the young people of our country today, particularly in the UK. And I think it is really their fault. Yeah, they should get off their arses and do something and work.
Right.
But I understand. I actually understand the feeling. You know, the minimum wage, right, is, I can't remember what it is, but it's a little over £6. And when you do a 40-hour week, what's 6 fours? I don't know. That's 240 quid. Yeah, so you pick up about 180 quid after you've paid tax in a week, right? Once you've paid your rent, your council tax, everything else out of that, you might as well be on the dole, because the dole, the benefits people, will pay everything else for you. You've still got the same amount of money to work. And there is a phenomenal black economy within the UK where people will go and make money on the side.
Right, well, I think what we'll do is we'll sum this up this way. For those young people who are not in the calibre that Lee's just painted, something like 160,000 of them with a bit of luck, do get onto this, do have a look at it, do find out what's going on, because if it can give you a trade at the end of the day rather than an absolutely useless university degree on picking peas or something, in the long term when the economy comes back, if you've got proper training, I'm trying to think of the right way to put it. Apprenticeship training is the kind of thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's right. Absolutely. You're 100% right. And I would not deny the validity of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the country has created this inertia within our young people and they won't do it. But get off your backsides. Go out and learn a trade, because one day you'll be too old to do it and you'll be out of work forever.
Exactly. So get yourself a good trade. And as much as I used to bitch about it when I was younger, Dad, you were right, because it's set me up well in life, and I'm still using the skills I learned when I was 18 today. So anyway, with that, end of part one. Blimey, that went quick. We'll be back in part two with Lee and Eric on Postcard from Pop Rap.
The Station of the Stars. RTI